The Key of David vision unlocks the entire Bible for those who really want to understand. Discover the inspiring truth about the Key of David vision next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. We named our television program The Key of David, and we did so because the key unlocks the greatest vision in the Bible. There is a lot that we need to learn about the Key of David. And the interesting thing about it is Jesus Christ gave only this message to his last two churches or two church eras in this end time. What is that all about? Herbert Armstrong said, "The truth in the United States and Britain in prophecy is at the core of the Key of David vision." It's at the core of that vision. So if you don't have that book, we'd like to send it to you. All of our literature is free. And this is a significant book, the one that Herbert W. Armstrong proclaimed to this world like no other book or booklet he ever wrote. So it is a powerful book which just opens up a third of your Bible through prophecy. It is about prophecy in this end time. Revelation 3 here also talks about the Sardis era of God's church, and actually that church era died, and only a few of the people did not die, and they were saved by God because they were worthy. But most of the church died spiritually. It is a bad news about an era, but there's a lot of good news here as well that we need to understand even more. But human beings can die spiritually if they are really spiritual, and whole churches can die if they give in to Satan's attack and don't overcome him, then he overcomes them. So we have to be careful about that. But when you talk about the Key of David, you're talking about a rulership of opportunity that will never come again. If God gives it to you once, he'll never give it to you again if you turn away from it and reject it. Now, you can repent if you've gotten into a lukewarm attitude, but that still is dangerous and can cause you to lose your salvation. In Revelation 3 and verse 12, it says, here's some people that have this key, the Key of David. And it says in verse 12, "Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out." Revelation 3 and verse 12. See, here's a person, God is saying in verse 12 in the New Jerusalem that you'll go no more out. In other words, you'll go no more out from headquarters for all eternity if you prevail here and become God's very elect. It is an opportunity that you can hardly even imagine it. God wants to give us rewards for stepping out and getting his message out before the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's his plan. Notice Revelation 3, verses 5 and 6. "He that overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches." Here's an implication that if you don't overcome Satan, your name is blotted out of the book of life. But God says that shouldn't happen to any of us if we overcome Satan. And even those who are lukewarm, 50% of them die for all eternity, that is in the Laodicean era, in the Laodicean church. But 50% of them will die for eternity, 50% of them repent, and God brings them into his family. because of that repentance. So it was a very, very close call. And we don't want to take chances like this because God is, He is not calling us into something that we can't do. He gives you the power to do that, and there's no excuse if you don't overcome Satan the devil. So God wants to make that clear to all of us. Verses 7 and 8, let's read that. Here's how Christ introduces the Philadelphians, or those who are His very elect. And here's what it says in verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David. He that has the key of David. What else does Christ tell us that we need? Nothing. He just says, here's your message, he that has the key of David. Amazing. And then it goes on to say, he that opens and no man shuts, and shuts and no man opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, for you have a little strength and have kept my word and has not denied my name. Now here, God says that, look, I'm going to give you this message of the key of David, and then I want you to proclaim it to the world, and if you do what I tell you, then I'll open a door for you, or many doors, and no man can shut it. That's what God promises to His own people. If you do what He says and walk through that open door, proclaim His message of the key of David, that you will overcome Satan and gain eternal life with all of the rewards that that brings, which means those very elect become the very bride of Jesus Christ Himself, and they share the throne of David with Jesus Christ. What a reward God gives His people. They become the bride of Jesus Christ. What a reward. And what an opportunity. God has a message here that this world really does need. God has given this message to His people, and our responsibility is to get it out before the second coming of Jesus Christ. And you will be in an eternal opportunity to rule with Jesus Christ throughout the millennium and then throughout all eternity, if you can believe that. And that is the truth, and it's the greatest offering that God gives you, or calling that He gives anybody, is to do this work, and the rewards are hard to even describe. God really does respect His people if they do what He tells them to do, because this world needs to hear this message. Even if they reject it, they still need a witness against them. God wants to give them every opportunity. He loves this world. Jesus Christ died for this world. And God wants to save everyone He possibly can and bring them into His family. The Father wants a family. Jesus Christ wants a bride. And He wants to serve His Father with the key of David. Oh, how we need to understand this. He has kept my word and has not denied my name. And here's what it says about name. The Greek word for name here is onoma, and means the government of God. So God does tell us that if we're going to be able to have all these rewards, we are going to have to be guided by His government and His rule over us. How could we possibly do this without His power? And He has power. He gives His people to open doors. And He will not let anybody shut it unless He does so Himself. That's the way it is, and what an opportunity it is. The title of our television program is The Key of David, the greatest vision in the Bible. The greatest. We need, if that is the case, well, let's understand that. Christ gave one little message. Seems like a little message. But he says, I'm giving you this key of David, and that's the message I want you to take to this world. So we have to learn, what is this key? What is the key of David? We must know, or how could we ever proclaim that message? It simply wouldn't be possible. Verse 8 reads this way, "Behold, I have set before you an open door." That word, behold, can read, "Behold, lo, lo." I mean, get excited about this. This is fantastic. There's nothing in the Bible like it. Behold, lo, lo. Realize what God is offering you here. Christ Himself opened that door and says, now, okay, He wants that message taken out there, and He wants us to get excited about it and say, behold, lo, lo, this is magnificent. It is a resplendent reward for doing His work, a gleaming reward that He gives us. So here we see that God really hasn't intervened in the world that much since the first century. You can look throughout the history of God's church, and they, from that time on, they didn't even teach the gospel around the world to an end time Elijah until that time. Herbert W. Armstrong fulfilled that role, and he preached the gospel around the world again. That's what God wants us to do, to give the world the greatest message they could possibly hear. The largest audience possible. It's that important and that wonderful. It's a vision, and the only one that just unlocks the whole Bible. All of it. And yet you don't hear much about that in religion today, or Christianity, do you? Do you really hear very much about that? And yet this is what Christ said to His own people. It's there in Revelation 3, and Revelation is a book of prophecy that gives you a time frame of when all these prophecies are fulfilled. That is something to get excited about. Just knowing who Israel is in this end time will unlock one-third of your Bible, and that's all explained in Herbert Armstrong's book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy. So, if you look back at his work, he had over 400 television stations around the world, and at that time, that was really a powerful way to communicate. And he also had a Plain Truth magazine with a subscription of 8 million, and that was more than Time and Newsweek combined at that time. It was a real power that went around this world. God says, all right, there's this message. I want you to take it to the world. And God hopes that people will respond to it and really give themselves to God to be a part of that and just be filled with the very joy of God. He promises that. That's missing in most people's lives. Why won't they do what God said, or at least try to do it and see that God will give you the power to prevail in that challenge? If you really get into this, and I can guarantee you this, and I've been doing it most of my adult life, this is a message that just is pulsating with excitement all the time. Yes, we have trials and tests at times, but that too teaches us about this message. We must understand this message, and what a wonderful message it is. Notice verse 9 of Revelation 3. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Here God has given these people this wonderful truth, and Satan can come into God's church if people allow it, if they let up spiritually, and he will develop a synagogue right inside God's church. That's what he did here. And when Mr. Armstrong died, well, then that synagogue became the Laodicean era, and they became lukewarm, 95% of God's people. They just didn't overcome Satan after that. Mr. Armstrong taught us how to overcome Satan the devil. Christ overcame him, and he wants his very elect to do the same thing. And he says, I'll give you the power to do that, to do it. We all must do that, overcome, as God says we must. How many visions of the future are there in the Bible? Really, there is just this one vision. If you look at it the way Christ presented it to us in Revelation, which again is a prophetic book all the way through. It's about prophecy. And it puts it all in a time frame. So the key of David's vision holds humanity's only hope. There is no other hope. This is man's only hope. We're facing all kinds of problems and wars and violence and nuclear wars. And our number one problem is that of human survival. It's that bad. That's our number one problem. Why don't we let God fix that for us? Nobody else can. You can't do it. Men can't do it. But God could do it in just seconds if we would just let Him do so. At least He would do it in a short time frame. So here God has His very elect, 5% of His people today that get this message out, and God says, okay, you go right ahead and do it. Just a little flock. It's always just a little flock in most cases of God's people. You can see that in Luke 12, chapter 12. But God is not interested in bringing us physical Jews. That's not His main goal. His main goal is to bring all of us and make all of us into spiritual Jews and enter into His family. And if you come out now, well, you get to rule on David's throne, which is really Christ's throne. You get to rule on that throne with Him, the Son of God. That's what the key of David is all about. And the very elect take advantage of that. Paul said that he that is a Jew, which is one inwardly, that's what God is interested in, the one who is a Jew inwardly. In other words, God is living in him. Christ is living in him and ruling him and guiding him, because the Father and the Son want a family, and Christ died as His Father sent Him to this earth, and He was brutally killed, and that death paid for our sins. So What kind of love is that for us? For God so loved this world that He gave His only begotten Son. John 3 and verse 16. What an opportunity. What a calling. That's just throbbing with spiritual life, I'm telling you. God says to raise up the tabernacle of David that has fallen. In other words, the church fell apart. And God says, okay, this tabernacle of David, just another way to express the key of David. It's all about the key of David in this vision. He says, now raise it up again, and I'll back you and support you. You'll have a little flock, but nevertheless, you will get the job done and get a powerful message out to this world. That's a promise from God. So God's very elect have this spectacular opportunity. You can see, here's the thing that's so important about all this. As we get this message out, the key of David is going to unite the entire world. It's going to unite the world and bring peace and joy and happiness and a government that brings peace without end. That's our future. It's too bad not many people know what it is all about. And yet God gets it out there for them to give them an opportunity and at least a witness against them if they won't accept it. But oh, we must accept it. If we have any understanding spiritually, we must understand this. Notice Luke 1, verses 31 through 33. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Father, Son, family. Brent wants everybody to be brought into his family. That's what it's all about. That is the gospel, the good news of the coming kingdom of God. He's the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. David's throne is going to directly connect mankind to God. It's going to bring mankind into God's family. Billions of people. He's going to bring many sons to glory, it says in Hebrews. Many sons. That's what we all should want. King David was a man after God's own heart. God says, which shall fulfill all my will. David just wanted to do everything, every little thing that God wanted him to. That's the kind of repentance he did after sinning seriously. And you can study that and see what that is all about in the United States and Britain in prophecy. But you see, God loved the way that David even repented. He was a master at repenting. And God says in Isaiah 9 and verse 7 that this throne of David is going to be on this earth and the universe for all eternity. What a wonderful future we have. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
The Key of David vision unlocks the entire Bible for those who really want to understand. Discover the inspiring truth about the Key of David vision. The Holy Bible is a book about Israel, physical Israel, and spiritual Israel. God intended for ancient Israel to be a model nation that would set a righteous example for all other nations, leading them into a special relationship with God. Israel failed to accomplish its purpose, rebelled against God, split into two nations, and went into captivity, most of them never to return to their homeland. Where are the modern descendants of ancient Israel today? The answer is not as simple as you might think. Request our free book, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, to discover the hidden identity of modern Israel, the master key that unlocks biblical prophecy. Prove that the tiny Jewish nation called Israel today isn't the entirety of modern Israel, but just the descendants of one of the 12 ancient tribes. This means the vast majority of modern Israel is scattered all over the world and known by different names entirely. Study the United States and Britain in Prophecy to understand how some of the modern descendants of ancient Israel went from languishing in captivity to becoming the greatest single nation and the greatest empire in world history. Discover the reason why God has blessed the United States and Britain so tremendously and why He is now removing those blessings. Also request a free copy of Gerald Fleury's book, The True History of God's True Church. After physical Israel failed to obey God, God started working with spiritual Israel, the church. For nearly 2,000 years, God's one true church on earth has endured fierce persecution to declare God's message of warning and hope to mankind. God is building His perfect character in church members today so they can help do the same with all humans who have ever lived in the near future. That's right. God's master plan is to bring all humanity into spiritual Israel one day. At last, countless billions of human beings will receive an opportunity to know their Creator for the very first time and to live the only way that brings lasting peace, prosperity, and joy. This is the Key of David vision. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request The United States and Britain in Prophecy and The True History of God's True Church. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge, at no cost or obligation to you. Request The United States and Britain in Prophecy and The True History of God's True Church. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.